If you know anything about Chiquita Jensen and James Williams, you'll know they're fantastic athletes. Jensen is one of the best female hockey players to come out of the NWT, while Williams has been a star athlete in both hockey and Arctic sports. There's one more thing you can add to their list of achievements. Tom Longboat Award winner. Jensen and Williams were in Ottawa last weekend for the inaugural National Indigenous Sports Gala hosted by the Aboriginal Sports Circle, and both were there as recipients for the NWT. Jensen received her award for her exploits on the ice, while Williams was honored for his work in Arctic sports. "It was an awesome moment and I'm super honored to receive it," said Jensen on Thursday. "It's a real nice recognition and it feels..." After Jensen's minor hockey days were over, she stepped into the world of coaching and it's been all uphill from there. Her most recent big assignment was head coach of Team NT's girls' squad at the Arctic Winter Games in Alaska earlier this year, which she feels happened thanks to being an apprentice coach a year before that through the Aboriginal Apprentice Coaching Program. One male and one female coach were chosen in any sport, and it just so happened that Jensen was chosen to join the coaching staff at the 2023 Canada Winter Games in Prince Edward Island. "That was a big factor in me getting the head coaching role for the AWG, I think," said Jensen. Another honor for Jensen earlier this year came when she was named as a BFL Canada Women in Coaching Award through Hockey North. "She won in the competitive stream and that was a huge boost for her," she said. "I always wanted to give back as I got older and I just decided to dip my toes in coaching," she said. For Williams, winning the award was a humbling feeling. "I'm really proud that it was for traditional sports," he said. "Nothing against the other sports I've played, but it's such an honor to be recognized for Arctic sports and represent them." Williams has been competing in Arctic sports for many years and has also traveled with the Indigenous Sports Circle to host workshops and community courses. His last competition was the 2024 Arctic Winter Games, where he won silver in the open men's triple jump and had a host of top five finishes in other events. He was able to take his son, Jimmy, with him to Ottawa, and he said it reminded him of how he would go with his father, the late Tom Williams, to events whenever he traveled. "Being able to bring my son with me was kind of full circle in a way," he said. "I was thinking about Dad as soon as I found out I won and I wanted to tell him, but he already knew. I got to share that moment with my son just like I got share moments with my dad, and having him there with me and letting him see everything was great." Having his son there also reminded him that he isn't getting any younger, Williams joked. "I looked around and no one else had their children there," he said with a laugh. "I was the only one there with a young kid. Jimmy wanted to dress up and look all fancy." Jacob Klingenberg of Ulakoktok was also on hand for the ceremony as he received a National Indigenous Coaching Award for his work in wrestling. So just where does the Tom Longboat Award rank for both Jensen and Williams? For Williams, it's right at the top. "Being recognized for something I love to do is amazing," he said. "I love to play the games and sharing them with others." For Jensen, it's tough to give it a place, but it's right up there. The Tom Longboat Award is definitely a special recognition because it's an award that recognizes Indigenous athletes and coaches, she said. "It's great to see what others are doing in their communities around the country, and I left there feeling so inspired and a sense of pride being Indigenous."